Sunday the 13th of March. I'm Claire Freeman. Manchester Storm failed to take any points this weekend against Brayhead Clan, another doubleheader. The score tonight at home at Altrincham Ice Rink was 6 to Brayhead, 3 to Storm. Last night over in the Brayhead Arena was 8 to Brayhead and 3 to Manchester Storm. Well, I'm with number 23, the forward Vinny Scarzella. Vinny, your reaction to the games this weekend?
You know, obviously, we're not happy with losing both games this weekend. We knew coming in that we were going to have to play perfect hockey to beat Brayhead. You know, they're a really good team, and we were kind of playing behind for every game this weekend. And when you're playing from behind, against a team like Brayhead, it's going to be tough to win games.
Let's just pick up on some of the things that happened this weekend. Yesterday at Brayhead, Paul Phillips lost a tooth or two. How's he doing?
He's doing all right. He's still got that pretty face of his. He went to the dentist this morning, I think, at around 10:30, and I think he cracked his two front teeth, and the dentist did what he did, and he was playing with a cage, and I thought he played really well tonight. He didn't show any effects of the injury, and he's a tough guy. He's going to always come and work hard day in and day out, so I wasn't worried about Paul at all. I knew he's a tough guy, and he was going to work hard tonight.
Also this week, Devon Didiamiti, number 24, departed Manchester Storm for compassionate reasons. His grandfather had passed away. How has that affected the locker room? I know that he was quite a character in kind of building the team's momentum behind the scenes.
Yeah, Deeds is a really good guy, and obviously we wished him well to go. Obviously when we sent our condolences to him with his grandfather passing away. And, he's a locker room guy. He keeps everything kind of fresh in there and tells jokes, and on the ice he's an intimidator. Guys aren't going to take runs at some of our forwards because he's out there. And obviously losing him, losing a veteran, he's played in the AHL, he's played in high level European leagues, and losing him obviously hurts, but it's still no excuse for us for losing both games this weekend. It's there's never an excuse to lose two games in a row.
Next week, Cardiff at home here in Altrincham Ice Rink on the Saturday, and Sunday, the final game for Storm and for Coventry Blaze at the Sky Dome. The playoff push for Manchester Storm could potentially still happen if scores go our way. What are the boys thinking at the moment?
We just got to keep our heads up. Obviously, there's got to be a lot that goes our way for us to just still make the playoffs, but on the other side of things, Cardiff's in a title race with Sheffield, and there's nothing better than to play spoiler. It'd be great to beat Cardiff here and then go into Coventry and take another 2 points. So you still got to play very hard. You still got to give it 100% because it feels good to kind of play spoiler and to spoil other teams' good intentions to win. So
as we come to the last week of the season, I guess you've played hockey year in, year out. Because this is a new franchise, you were here from the start in August. You were the first scorer for Manchester Storm Part 2. Can you believe that we're actually at this moment and all the things the team has gone through?
It's pretty crazy. Every year it's kind of just, you're practicing every day, you're playing games on the weekends, and all of a sudden it's March or April, and it's time to go home. So it's you don't really think about things when it's happening, in real time. And the Storm shelter has grown, we got here in August, and there's 700-800 people, and now there's 1,400-1,500 people here, every game for us. And it's just a testament to Neil and Pash and everyone working behind the scenes for the Storm that they're here to stay. They're going to be a good team. They're building on a lot of things, and it's going to be a lot of good things to come, I think, for Manchester Storm.
All right, Vinny Scarzella, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Claire.